Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
Travis Thomas Experience. Partying hard on a Saturday. It's kind of crappy out, a little rainy, a little chilly. It's all right. Listen, here's how I know I'm one of yous now. Last night, I'm hanging out with the kids. You'll laugh at this. So my kids are 8 and 6, going on 28 and 26, okay? And I didn't, you know, my kids watch cartoons and all that kind of stuff. But I raise my kids rough and tumble in terms of their personalities and what I sort of allow in my household. Now, hear me out. We're not watching, you know, crazy movies that are way over their head. What I will allow them to watch, though, they'll watch what they call daddy movies, meaning if I'm watching Fast and Furious, I allow them to watch it. Okay. I like old school, like action movies. So if I'm watching, one of the Bourne movies on TV or any of that kind of stuff, I allow my kids to watch. Every Christmas, we watch Die Hard as a family. Okay, that's what kind of dad I am. So let me just get you. It's a Christmas movie. Argue with someone else. So lately, they watched. If you guys are fans of the Fast and Furious movies, those of you listening, you know the spinoff they did with like The Rock and Jason Statham. I forget the name of the movie, but I was watching that the other day. It was just on TV, and I like action movies. I like sports and action movies, right? And gambling heavily. So so I'm watching that, and my kids walk in, and they get pumped up. Again, they call it daddy movies. Oh, daddy movies on, can I watch? Sure. Boom. So they watch that. And then they start asking me questions about the Fast and Furious. So they're like, hey, who's this guy? Who's that guy? Well, who's it? Well, can we watch those? And I'm like, well, you've seen them before. I've been watching them. But can we watch them like in order? I'm like, oh, boy. All right. So I've lost track. I forget which one it was. But once I saw Vin Diesel jump out of like a a helicopter that was on fire that had cars hanging from it while being beat up by Ronda Rousey. And, you know, it was just a little much for me. I think I'm out on the Fast and Furious, whatever number it was that I tapped out. So my kids now have pulled me right back in. So we have been watching Fast and Furious franchises. I believe there's 10 movies, and we're like, I would say we're probably halfway through, okay? So here's how I know I'm one of yous now. I'm not from here, but here's how I know you've grown on me. So it's kind of crappy weather last night too, right? And I'm like, all right, I already know this is premeditated. I'm watching movies with my kids, blah, blah, blah. So what do? My kids, like every kid, loves grilled cheese. So I make them grilled cheeses. But, you know, I'm a big dog. Kids eat that. I'm a big dog. I need a little bit more. Big dog. So I make me a couple grilled cheeses. And I say, you know what great goes great with grilled cheese? Soup. Usually, my entire life, grilled cheese, tomato soup. I mean, they go together. It's a perfect marriage that'll never end in divorce. For the first time last night, sorry, tomato soup. I got a new boo now, and her name is Clam Chowder. I watched awful Fast and Furious movie. I don't even know what number I'm on. I watched an awful Fast and Furious movie with my kids, who are just as happy as they could be, watching this awful movie. Vin Diesel saying for the 1,000th time, it's about family. I love my family. Ride or die for your family. Bro, why do you talk like that, dog? Like, fix your voice. Vin Diesel don't talk. I've seen Vin Diesel in a million interviews. He sounds like me. He's a regular dude. But all of a sudden on the big screen, my family, ride or die. Like, well, what's going on? Why do you have the Christian Bale Batman voice? Like, we don't need that. Just talk normal. So my kids are watching. They're on cloud nine. You know, I'm eating my grilled cheese and my clam chowder. Look at me. Huh? What's next? I might as well finish the show and go get a lobster roll, right? Why not? Win in Rome, baby. Other than that, I'm having a great day. What was I talking about? 617-779-7937. You could tell we're in the power hour here as we power our way to 2 o'clock. Just getting it done. David's like, please, just lock in. Get back to whatever the show is about. I don't even know. Vin Diesel made an appearance. I'm not sure. My question was, which team will bring a title back to Boston first? Pats, Red Sox, Bruins, or Celtics? Romy Rome in the house. Let's go to Jerome on line one. Who do you think will get the duck boats fired up first?
Question here. You know, Scott Boras is a fan of the baseball players, but he's certainly not a fan of the fan base.
Yeah.
And he's moved up to – Bregman's moved up right behind Cam Newton as my number two enemy. And I'll take Mike Vrabel every day and twice on Sunday as far as who wants to win against Breslow. The Patriots, they get everything – all the cylinders are going, and I'm impressed with them.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Jerome. I mean, listen, it's hard to argue the Patriots right now, obviously. Eight in a row. You're going to make it nine tomorrow against the damn Bengals without Joe Burrow, which even if Joe Burrow played, does he play defense? Because that's what that team needs. And then, you know, you get the Giants on Monday night at home. You're going to beat the hell out of them. And then it's a bye week. So you go into the bye week, winners of 10 straight. You know, this is a young team that will gladly put on that Cinderella slipper. You have a head coach, Mike Vrabel, who has these young guys believing that they can do it. The other thing Vrabel, I believe, is brilliant at, and I imagine he's probably already doing this, is sort of taking that underdog role, right? Hey, guys, no one believes in you. The national media is saying this about you, hating on you. Everyone says your schedule's easy. No one thinks you belong. Meanwhile, the road to the Super Bowl very well may come through Gillette. And I'm telling you right now, I mean, I don't care who you are. Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, you know, Bo Nix and Sean Payton and that great Denver Bronco defense. I don't give a rat's patootie who you are. Nobody. And I mean nobody wants to come through here in January and take on this young, hungry team with a great coach. They just don't want to do it. And so, listen, right now with no juggernauts to speak of in the AFC or the NFC, why not? I think the Patriots could steal a Lombardi. I made the case to start the show that I actually think it's the Red Sox. I think the Sox are going to win a World Series next year. Next season, as long as this offseason goes as planned. And we all know what they need. They need a number two pitcher. They need a big bat in the middle of that lineup somewhere, and you need to keep Alex Bregman. That's the three-piece and a biscuit. That's the Holy Trinity. If you can make those three things happen, a bona fide number two to go with the War Pig, a big bat in the lineup, Alonzo or Schwarber preferably, and keep Alex Bregman, the Red Sox win the World Series. It is as simple as that. Now, my question is, who wins a title first? So technically, if you're feeling the Patriots here, they could get it done this year. They could get it done right now, this season, before the Sox even go to spring training. Okay? So, you know, you're welcome to weigh in on that. 617-779-7937. Call me before I'm out of here at 2. Travis Thomas Experience. I'm on IG and Twitter as well. I'm getting a lot of messages, people loving the show. Someone is laughing at me having a chowder last night, and they're saying, if you really want to be from here, get yourself a BLT with a Bloody Mary. And I got to tell you something. I mean, that sounds wonderful. That is a beautiful combination. Beautiful combination. I actually think Bloody Marys are a bit underrated when it comes to drinks. You know, you go to a brunch, everyone's, quick to grab a mimosa. Not me. Let me get that bloody. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tyler on line one. Tyler thinks the Pats are going to get it done. Tyler, are they getting this done this season? Are we getting a Super Bowl in a couple months?
I certainly hope so, brother. Like, listen, I have some issues with what people have been saying this year. The whole easy schedule thing, it is absolutely insane. You have to play your schedule, the schedule that you're given, and it's still professional football. You're still playing up against some of the best athletes in the world. And the whole easy schedule thing, it's just a way for people to say, we're scared that the Patriots are good again.
Yeah, I agree, Tyler. I mean, think about this, too. What are they supposed to do? Like, this is what the league does. When you suck and you're one of the worst teams, you get an easier schedule. This team has sucked for a couple years. The end of Belichick and then the whatever the hell the Gerard Mayo experience was. So, I mean, what are they supposed to do? They have to play who's on the schedule. And I went through this earlier, Tyler. Like, they actually – even some of these easy games, I'm using air quotes, Carolina doesn't all of a sudden look like an easy win now. They beat a Carolina team that may be a playoff team. They beat a Tampa team. They beat a Buffalo team in Buffalo. Like, they have some really good test that they have won. They get Buffalo again at home, and then they go to the big crab cake to take on Lamar. So we'll see. Thanks for the call, Tyler. But they can only play who's on their schedule. I don't – like, I get people, if you are trying to find ways to say that the Patriots, you know, aren't a real contender. If you're trying to build a case and say, well, the – you know, juxtapose it like the Denver Broncos. Well, the Broncos play in this division. They have to deal with Mahomes twice. They go against Harbaugh twice. Like, I get it. I get it. Then I'm with you, right? And that was a team that was a good team, so their record or their schedule's a little harder, and they have more primetime games. Okay. You can – like, if you're making a case for another team and you want to down the Patriots because of their schedule, I can allow that. I can understand that. What I don't like is everyone – and Cam Newton did it this past week, didn't he? Where it's like, well, you can't believe in them. Look at their schedule. That's lazy. Now you're being lazy. If you're building a case for another team and their schedule's harder, I'm with you. But if you're knocking the Patriots because their schedule's easy, what the hell are they supposed to do? Flex out games on their own? Decide, hey, guys, we're way too good for this schedule. Let's go get the Chiefs and the Broncos. Like, what do you want them to do? Next season, it'll be, you know, murderer's row. You're going to be on primetime every week. All these games are going to be hard. But let's cross that bridge when it comes. This schedule, I'll take it. It's a gift from the football gods. Because if you can get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, now you have lightning in a bottle. None of these teams are juggernauts. We've seen Mahomes bleed on the biggest stages now, haven't we? Do you think the Colts, a dome team, want to come here in January and take on these monsters? I don't think so. You think Josh Allen isn't losing sleep at night the way his team's playing? And the Patriots already got a game on them. They already beat them head-to-head, and they're two games up in the division. He's losing sleep. I mean, look around the AFC. Where's the juggernaut? I mean, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are hot, but they're going to have to come here in the playoffs, regardless of what happens in a couple weeks. How about the NFC? Eagles don't really look invincible anymore, do they? You trust Matthew Stafford and them old bones and ligaments in the winter? What if he's got to go to Philly when it's cold? You trust him? You trust Brock Purdy? I think the Patriots could catch lightning in a bottle and steal a Lombardi now. What say you? 617-779-7937. Let me be clear. At 2 o'clock, I'm out. So if you want to get in here and you want to tell me which team will bring a title back to Boston first, Bruins, Celtics, Red Sox, or Patriots, call me now. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. When I come back, I'll run through the NFL slate and tell you how many points the Patriots beat the hell out of the Bengals by. Here's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Travis Thomas Experience. We're halfway through our power hour. I'm only here till 2. Get in here. 617-779-7937. Just saw John Lyons in the hallway. That dude is the man. He's going to join me in my last segment before he takes over here too. Listen, I'm reading this article right now. I didn't watch any of this game, but I'm reading about how Cooper Flagg just, I mean, continues. He just balled out last night. I guess he and Derek Queen, you know, were teammates in high school, and you know, obviously two lottery picks from the draft. We know Flagg, of course, from the area, and you know, I guess that the Mavericks lost the game, but Flagg was balling out. He had 12 of his career high 29 points in the fourth quarter last night, or they actually won the game. They had to come back and win it, and he beat Derek Queen last night. So Cooper Flagg just continues to ball. And I was thinking about this. So he reps New England so hard, right? New Balance, the whole deal. We know he's Mr. Maine for life. Well, so does A.J. DeBontis, who's at BYU right now, and he's from Brockton. And I've been screaming, screaming, standing on the tables, top of my lungs, and I'm loud and obnoxious, okay? Screaming that the Celtics need to tank for the opportunity to possibly get A.J. DeBontis. Because if you can get him, pair him with Jason Tatum coming back, Jaylen Brown, Derek White, you are right back in this thing. I mean, you have literally kicked open the door. So, you know, you have A.J. DeBontis and Cooper Flagg, regardless of where A.J. DeBontis ends up, by the way. You have him and Cooper Flagg both repping New England to the fullest, no matter where they are. And then every team you have in town, which is what the subject was today, which one of these teams will win a title first, right? Think of the stars you have in town. Tatum, Brown, Roman Anthony, Crochet. We'll see if he stays, but let's assume he does for the sake of this argument. Bregman. I mean, we'll see. You know, I think this Hagans kid for the Bruins is going to be really good. Pasta. If he can, you know, come back, stay healthy, be consistent. McAvoy. Same thing for Swayman, if he can find consistency. I mean, you have stars all over the place. Drake May. These are all likable young dudes. All of them. I mean, honest to God. Then you have Cooper Flagg and A.J. DeBontis repping. I mean, we got it going on around here. We got it going on around here. There's no question. 617-779-7937. Phone lines are lighting back up. Get in here. Tell me who you think, which one of these local teams wins the title next. I will take your phone call. We got a half an hour to party together, so let's do it. Okay, I'm not going to give you much of a prediction for the Patriots game tomorrow. I think we all feel the same way. Now, let's be respectable about this. You know, Pats are favored by a touchdown. I think that's about right. But can we all acknowledge this is the NFL? Can we all acknowledge any given Sunday, Shaq happens, right? We've seen Flacco do it. We all know Flacco is 156 years old. I get it. Hell, I covered him in Baltimore for years. I mean, I was a young broadcaster, and now I'm an old broadcaster, and he's still around. It's unbelievable. So, you know, it is what it is. He can beat you on any given Sunday. If you come out and you start slow like they always do, it feels like, you're not buttoned up, you don't have your stuff together, you know, that crowd does get loud. They are fighting for a wild card. They need this win to stay alive in that. It can happen. Drake May has an off day. We get it. But assuming that doesn't happen, and assuming the Patriots come to play, I think they beat the Bengals by 10 points tomorrow. I'll take the Patriots 27-17 over the Bengals. And they continue to stay hot. Drake May continues to be an MVP candidate, although I do not believe he's going to win it. I think Stafford will likely win that. The way the Rams are rolling, the way that he looks, and assuming he stays healthy. I mean, we've seen Stafford, we've seen him fall off the cliff in December before, but if that doesn't happen, I would probably take Stafford to win the MVP. What I do think the Patriots will win, I think they'll have a home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs, which is huge. I think Drake May would tell you he'd rather that than an MVP any day of the week. And then I think as far as awards, I do think Mike Vrabel will win Coach of the Year. But I'll take the Patriots tomorrow, 27-17, over the Bengals. Before I give you the rest of my picks for the Sunday slate, that was a horrendous loss for the Bills on Thursday night, and I loved every second of it. First of all, I think the Texans deserve some respect on their name. No one gives D'Amico Ryans any props. I do. That guy's an absolute stud, okay, as a coach. He is fantastic. And they're winning these games without C.J. Stroud. When they get C.J. Stroud back and he's healthy, watch out for that team. But the Bills are a mess. I mean, they showed you. They're not going to win the division. That's a wild card team. Do you trust that Bills team that is Josh Allen dependent to go on the road three times and win those games? Not no, but hell no. All right, so the rest of the slate, Steelers at the Bears. No Rodgers in this one. That's a problem for the Steelers. They're going to lose this game. I believe in the Bears. I was on the record before the season started saying that the Bears, duh Bears, will be a wild card team, and I still believe that. Caleb Williams playing well. Ben Johnson proving he can coach. I like the Bears at home to win that game. Giants and Lions. The Lions need this in the worst way. Jameis Winston's trying. He's doing everything he can. He sucks, and so does his team. The Lions will. Was I clear, David, in terms of how that game's going to go? The Lions are going to beat the hell out of the Giants. Vikings and Packers. Oh my. The Packers. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. I took an off-season ticket and I bet on this. Packers Ravens Super Bowl. I no longer believe in that. I don't believe the Ravens are going to get there, and I damn sure don't believe the Packers will. I would be less shocked in the Ravens in the Super Bowl than I would the Packers. The Packers can't be trusted, but they're going to beat the Vikings at home tomorrow. Somebody's Lambo leaping. Titans at Seahawks. The Titans are atrocious. I'll take the Seahawks. I think they're a real team. I do not trust Sam Darnold in the postseason, however. Colts at the Chiefs. Here come the wheels coming off the Colts. I think they're going to lose a couple games. We went through the schedule earlier in the show for the Colts and the Broncos. I see both of those teams, Colts and Broncos, losing games down the stretch. Their schedules are hellacious. This is an example. The Colts have to go outside in Arrowhead. It's cold. And take on a desperate Mahomes and the Chiefs. How's you lose sound? Give me the Chiefs. Jets and Ravens. The Ravens will beat the hell out of them. I'm looking forward to that game and the big crab cake in a couple weeks where the Patriots have to go down there. Ravens are hot, just as hot as you are. Browns and Raiders, who cares? Jags and Cardinals, I'll take the Jags, even though I don't believe in them. I think they're fugazi. Eagles at Cowboys, this will be a spirited game. Cowboys look improved. Cowboys look like they could be a real wild card team. Dak Prescott looks like a real MVP candidate in this league if they can win, but they're not going to. The Eagles do it ugly. I don't know how they'll do it this week. They'll figure it out and win in Big D. Falcons at Saints, who cares? Buccaneers at Rams, I'll take the Rams here on Sunday night, although Baker Mayfield is always a live dog, whether at home or on the road, but give me the Rams. I think they're rolling. They look like a Super Bowl team to me. Panthers at the Niners on Monday night. I want to roll my eyes, but every time I do, the Panthers keep winning. I don't believe in them at all. I don't believe in Brock Purdy. This is the who do I trust less bowl, but I trust the Panthers less. Give me the Niners at home on Monday night. All right, my question to you, 617-779-7937. Which one of the local teams wins a title first around here? Let's go to David in Portland, Maine. David, who you got? Welcome to the experience.
Hey, first time listener. Great show, brother. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, David.
The Patriots are going to smash, and let me tell you why. They're going to win the AFC, so bring on Denver. Denver, come here. It's cold. It's cold there, but the air is different, especially in December. You're not going to be able to throw the ball. Denver's out. Dan Jones over in Indianapolis. He's a phony. He's not going to make it. Bringing that warm ball to New England. Not going to win. We're going to win the AFC. And I think we're going to be playing Philadelphia. Going to be a smash mouth game. Patriots win 35-25.
Ooh,
I'm out. Thanks,
I love that. Thank you. Wow. How about that? Pats Eagles Super Bowl. A little throwback. Last time that happened, I didn't love that game. I know you didn't. I wasn't even here yet, and I didn't love that game. I bet that game. I bet Patriots. It always goes back to gambling, doesn't it, Travis? Yes, it does. I bet the Patriots that game. No one ever talks about this. Two things from that. You all know. Best Tom Brady game ever statistically in the Super Bowl. Unreal. He was unbleeping real. And the other thing no one talks about, Doug Peterson outcoached Bill Belichick in that game. I know you remember. Oh, I was so ticked off that Super Bowl. Oh, my God. Just hearing Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl gives me the heebie-jeebies. But, hey, you took the Pats in your prediction. So, from your mouth to the football gods' ears. The football gods have answered my prayers. John Lyons ends the show with me next. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
Travis Thomas Experience. Big dogs only. Big dogs only need apply to the Travis Thomas Experience. And we got one in the house with me right now, John Lyons, my main man. What's happening, my brother?
Travis, this is a distinct honor for me. I think it's the first or maybe second at most time we've done a crossover. We've been on the air together on EEI.
Love it. Man, look, when I moved here, it was a handful of people who were so good to me from the beginning, like day one. And you're one of them. And what I've noticed is in that crop of people that for whatever reason saw something in me and said, I like this kid from D.C. and were so good to me and so welcoming to me, they have all, yourself included, been great to me since I've been here. It's unbelievable. And you and I have grown in friendship, in professionalism and everything. So to be able to do this together now, we do it on TV together every week. It's fantastic to be able to grow with you and to get to know you has been a great run. So I bring you in to my question of the day, which was, I made the argument all show long for the championship window being open for all teams in the area. Now, obviously, Red Sox and Patriots, you could kind of put them in a different category right now because they're so close. But I made the case for the Bruins with Marco Sturm's system that works for everyone. You look up, pasta is pasta, of course. But Geeky is tied for the league leader in goals. This system works offensively. Defensively, that he preaches defense, they're getting better. They're getting more consistent. We saw it last night. Swayman must be more consistent, but he's starting to get there. He stood on his head last night, 31 saves, overtime win. You look at the Celtics. They just won, but if you can keep Brown, Tatum, White, maybe you stink so bad this year, those ping pong balls go your way, you can get a young stud in there. All of a sudden, your championship window's back open. Out of all these teams, I tell you what, give me a pecking order. Who's getting titles first?
So I thought about this my entire ride in when I was listening to you, because I think the team, they're so close, especially the top three. I think the Red Sox are the closest. Okay. And the reason I say that is I look at that Blue Jays team that went to Game 7 of the World Series, and look, they were better than the Red Sox. I'm not naive here, but they weren't that much better than the Red Sox. Like, their advantages, they didn't strike out as much as the Red Sox. They got more timely hitting, and they went deeper in the, like, they had that bye, they went deeper in the playoff. Like, that was their, Red Sox took 2 out of 3 from them at the end of the year. Only missed out on the division by 5, and I know I say only by 5 games, but my point is, it's not like the Blue Jays are miles ahead of them.
Right.
Red Sox took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers at Fenway this year. Again, that's one series. I know it's not the be-all, end-all, but the Red Sox last year finally spent money.
Yeah.
With prospects and money for Crochet, money for Chapman, money for Bregman. If they continue to spend money, they can win the American League next year. Whereas the Patriots, I think they're second. My worry about the Patriots is depth and youth, okay, right? Because you look at the Patriots now, and hopefully I'll get a chance to talk about this with you on Nesson later this week at more length. A lot of people compare them to 2001 team. I compare them to 2010, 2011, because they're relying on a bunch of young guys who are very good, but still young and maybe not quite ready for them. And the depth thing worries me. I mean, God forbid Hunter Henry or Robert Spillane get injured. Not a lot there, right? You get deep in the playoffs. And then I put the Celtics at third, but honestly, I was tempted, Travis, to put the Celtics one. Hmm. And I think a lot of people are underrated, and I know this is crazy for us Celtics fans, people are underrating, I think, how good Jason Tatum is.
Yes.
Like, this guy comes back.
Yes.
First team All-NBA 4 years in a row.
Yes.
He's a top five player in the NBA.
Yeah.
If he come, say this now, and you can tell me I sound crazy. If Tatum comes back this season, the Celtics can be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, I hope not, because I want him to tank. But you're not wrong.
But point is, I think, because I think that's how good he is.
Sure.
And Brown is his 2, White is the 3. And look, they're still lacking front court depth. Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
They won't beat OKC.
No.
I don't think they'll beat a team in the conference finals with their front court. But the East isn't that good.
Yeah.
And that's how good Tatum is.
It shows his importance. I said this earlier in the show. The lack of leadership is really what's killing them. Jaylen Brown's as talented as all get out. Yeah. We watched that during the championship run.
Finals MVP, yeah.
But Tatum is talented and a leader. And that, you see it now with him out of that lineup. Speaking of which, if Tatum's healthy right now with this team as constituted, as built, he's the kind of player, and we've seen him do this. Oh, man, we're undersized. I got to crash boards.
He was
arguably their
best rebounder.
That's
last
what I'm
year.
Saying.
I mean,
oh,
I know,
man,
you had Porzingis.
We're undersized.
And Hoffer,
I got to play better on defense.
Yeah.
He's giving. He's a leader. So I'm with you on that. And then you have the
Bruins in fourth.
But not a long gap, right?
But I think for the first time in a couple of years, I feel like they're headed in the right direction.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And I know they've been very Jekyll and Hyde, 6-game losing streak, 7-game winning streak, lose 3 out of 4, great win last night. They've been a little, but similar to the Patriots, their hope is resting on a lot of young guys.
That's right.
Or some veterans coming in as stopgaps. Like, it still feels like the Bruins are 2 years away from being an actual, say, cup contender.
Right.
But they're a playoff team.
Yeah, if you're a playoff team, anything can happen. By the way, in that sport, John, as you know, puck luck. Yep. A bounce here, a bounce there. Swayman stands on his head. Just get in. If you get in, anything could happen. And that's why I said this championship window to all these teams feels 2 to 5 years to me for all of them.
And again, I think like the Celtics window is going to be open as long as Tatum is healthy.
That's right.
And I think the Patriots as long as Drake May is healthy. And then the Red Sox, if they just keep spending. So really, like those three, you kind of have a clear path. The Bruins, there's a little bit more uncertainty because is Hagen's going to be as good as we think he is? Can Swayman keep this up? You know, there's a little, but again, they're headed in the right direction, which is nice to see.
Listen, all these stars you're name dropping, I mean, Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Drake May, Pasta you mentioned, Roman Anthony, they're all good guys.
I didn't even say Roman Anthony. You're right. Yeah, that's a
good
point.
They're all good guys. Yeah. No one's in a police blotter. No one's going to be on TMZ Sports for drinking and driving, going 150, putting everyone. These are all good guys who are about ball. We are so fortunate here in this market to have this championship window with all these teams and to have these stars. Just like we're fortunate to have John Lyons coming up next. What do you have coming up on your show, brother?
We got a bunch. It's me and KJ Carson today. We're going to talk about the Bruins game last night, Celtics unfortunate game last night. Little bit of Red Sox, but also Baseball Hall of Fame. That 2026 ballot is out there. You know, what are our thoughts? Some steroid guys, some Red Sox guys out there. And of course, Patriots Bengals tomorrow, no Joe Burrow. What's it going to be like? That team is still putting up 30 points a game with Joe Flacco. So a lot to get into. And Scott McLaughlin will join us to talk Bruins at 3:20.
Shout outs to KJ Carson. I think you guys do a great job together. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Follow me there. I'll see you this week on TV. John, thanks. And thank you all for rolling with me. Follow me at Twitter, at IG, Travis Thomas Experience. Get at me. I follow you back. I'll see you next time they throw up the bat signal here on WEEI. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.